I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Ship traffic remained low today in the Strait of Hormuz after this week's exchange of attacks between the U.S. and Iran. And fighting's intensified in Yemen between the Iran-backed Houthi rebels and government forces. Meanwhile, Israel's released 4 Lebanese prisoners to the International Red Cross, part of a deal with Lebanon. Charles Deledesma has details.
In exchange for the 4 Lebanese captives, Beirut's agreed to search for the bodies of Jewish Lebanese citizens missing since the civil war. The release, which includes a total of 5 civilians, follows U.S.-mediated negotiations. The first prisoner, Malik Ghazi, was handed over on Thursday. The International Red Cross has called for access to all remaining detainees in Israel. Lebanon and Israel, which lack diplomatic relations, are engaged in ongoing talks, with another round expected in Rome later this month. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.